Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Dangerous Davey, hope you enjoyed the INXS special. Go check it out. If you love INXS, no doubt you'll be there to see Mystify Michael Hutchins in cinemas as of today. And the soundtrack of sorts, Four Sides, Rarities and more, that's in stores tomorrow. All right, Kennedy Malloy, Rostered Week Off. We will soldier on with this afternoon as we dig into the archives of Kennedy Malloy. Remember when Kevin Peterson, KP, was here and he was talking about saving the rhinos, but things were a bit weird in the studio and Mick pointed out exactly what was going on. Find out more on that in just a moment. Dave O'Neill will be here with a never-ending supply of stories about our mate Glenn Robbins. But right now, let's hear from Nanny State callers. We love a Nanny State segment. Let's do it.
Wayne, what's going on Nanny State-wise with you?
I took my staff out 10-pin bowling on Friday night for a work celebration.
Yeah.
And one of the guys slipped on the bowling lane when he was bowling.
Yes.
And he snapped a tendon in his little finger.
Yeah.
And he's now potentially off for 6 weeks and have surgery. And he's put in a work cover claim.
Nanny State.
Wayne. That is insane. I'm so sorry.
Well, I hope you're happy, Wayne. You nearly killed a co-worker. You've taken him 10-pin bowling. You should have known the risks.
Well, it won't be happening again, I can tell you that.
Hello, Jordan. This is another school scenario that's gone crazy.
Funny enough, when I was in high school my senior year, I was one of the oldest students that got a licence pretty quickly.
Yep.
Onto my red P's. So I thought, yeah, okay, I'll just drive to school. Saves my parents getting up and, you know,
sure,
stressing them out the whole time. The school said I wasn't legally deemed to drive the vehicle because I was in a uniform.
Nanny State.
You weren't allowed to drive your car in your uniform.
That should make no difference at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because me wearing a piece of clothing is what got my license wrong.
I used to go through the drive-thru on my way home from work in my school uniform. I was 18.
I was in my school uniform for half the year and used to drive about eight girls around in Mum's Cortina.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, we caused some havoc. I was very sensible, mind you. Thanks, Jordan. Peter.
G'day.
Yeah, Peter, you're a high school teacher, are you?
Yeah, secondary college teacher, and just brought to my attention only just this week, as we're on school holidays now, that my year 11s and 12s are no longer to bring noodles to school because they're not allowed to use boiling water.
What the hell? But that is the only diet that year 11 and 12 students live on.
Noodles.
Fully across that, and it's just when it's recess, it's cold. It's a cold in Victoria.
We had another one of these stories during the
That's
week,
terrible.
Which was there's no coffees or no teas, there's no hot beverages.
Yeah. Well, in a schoolyard.
Thing to it, they're still allowed coffees and they're still allowed their hot chocolate, just not the noodles.
Gary, what is it you want to say, mate?
G'day, Mick. How are you, Jane?
Good.
The last job I worked at, they wanted us to do a course on using a Stanley knife.
Nanny State.
What did they actually want to teach you?
I don't know because I refused. I said,
good on you.
Karen, what happened to you?
There's another school that I know of where the art teachers aren't even allowed to give the kids scissors. They're not allowed. They lock them up.
Nanny State.
Well, they lock up their scissors or they have to supervise them directly while they're using the scissors.
Just in case they, you know.
Karen, do you think this has been sparked by an incident? Or people just think that children are idiots and can't use scissors?
Was Edward Scissorhands a student there at some stage?
Wolverine.
Well, our son did cut his thumb off one time with them, but that's beside the point.
You got to learn.
I think your son needs to have a few more lessons in life.
No, your son's the problem, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
All right, Jimmy.
We were throwing Mrs. and I were throwing a big party a few years ago, and, your wife went to the supermarket to buy a big load of knives and forks, plastic knives and forks, and she had to show her ID.
What the hell?
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Boom Crash Opera, Dancing in the Storm. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Hey, got some news on Boom Crash Opera. Guess what? They're out touring again. These Here Are Crazy Times is 30 years old. So Boom Crash Opera with Dale Ryder back as frontman, along with the Machinations, are going to tour that record. The 30th anniversary tour. Tickets are on sale. They're playing the Gov in Adelaide, Southport RSL on the Gold Coast, Hamilton Hotel in Brisbane, Bridge Hotel in Sydney, Cambridge Hotel in Newcastle, Yarraville Club and Memo Music Hall in Melbourne as well, and more dates to be added. So that's amazing. Boom Crash Opera. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Mick Malloy is ready to be the responsible one for contraception.
Great news for women all over the world.
What's up?
This is a watershed moment.
Yeah.
A male birth control pill has passed the first stage of rigorous safety trials. Now, this is not like the other ones.
Sorry if I'm laughing.
Go ahead. This is going to be a game changer, ladies, as we now take control of birth control. Mm-hmm. It's in the safe hands of all your male friends. So it's fantastic. Oh. They're a step closer. Our results, this is one of the guys down at the lab. Mm. Our results suggest the pill, which combines two hormonal activities in one, will decrease sperm production while preserving libido. Yes. Dr. Christina Wang said, that's a good name for someone working at the...
Sure.
Let's see what Dr. Wang has to say about that. It could still be 10 years before we see male oral contraceptive hitting our shelves. I probably would have put the cue back in the rack by then, Dave. I know about you.
In 10 years?
But isn't this fantastic?
No.
It's over, girls. You don't have to worry anymore.
Relax.
Yeah, the responsible ones are looking after it now.
I mean, personally...
Sorry, can I just say, this is coming from a guy who just said, where's that sheet of paper I had back to him 1 minute ago? You are not going to be... I mean, my whole house is filled with, does anyone know where my keys are? Mum, where's my this? Where's that? I got plenty of mails around the house. You're going to remember once every... to take one for 28 days in a row. Are you? Really?
Every day on the knock...
With
food. Do you know what? The way to get men to take them is you should put them on a bar like beer nuts. And you can just woof a
grab
couple
a handful.
That's like giving medication to dogs. You have to wrap it in a bit of ham or something.
Yeah. Hide it in their girls. You don't have to hide it in their food. Personally, I prefer the more traditional method of male contraception, which is a dozen V-Bays, which has worked for me brilliantly over the years.
That's Fuel with a song called Shimmer. Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. It's Dangerous Dave here. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Stay in Touch podcast. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all there, at Kennedy Malloy. Hey, Kevin Peterson came in a few months ago to talk about his work saving the rhinos in Africa and a brilliant documentary that he has made. But after he left, well, Mick had to confront Jane about what happened, her behaviour during that interview.
Dave, is it just me or did that get a bit flirty?
Whoa.
Did what get flirty?
Kevin Peterson.
What Jane. Are you talking about? You're incredible. You're just talking about this now right on air. You didn't even talk to me about this off air. It was not.
For a moment, I may as well not have been here.
Oh, my God.
When you're talking environment.
We are talking rhino. When you're talking about wildlife.
It was a bit giggly and a bit.
It was not.
Hard to get a word in.
Oh, my God.
It was a bit get a room.
Yeah.
At one stage, I thought, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You are such a
Did you feel it though? Like
no, I was being.
You felt his power.
Look, he's a very attractive man.
So,
sure.
So the two out here, our producers, one of them goes, "Oh, he's absolutely gorgeous."
Yes.
You've got to, when he looks into your eyes, and the other one goes, "Oh, his scent is magnificent."
He's cologne.
In the meantime, you're in here pretty much.
Was I itching towards him?
I was about to mace you.
I thought when you had your hand on his leg, that was
save the rhino. Save Kevin Peterson.
There's no hashtag going on in here. Stop it. No, I've
been. Have to tranquilise you for a minute. And get him out of here before you woke up.
Now you take that back.
Got a bit steamy.
Oh my God.
That's ridiculous. Stop it.
I was watching the Titanic movie in here. Down the window.
Listen, I beg your pardon. Please,
it's
do not.
Okay, Jane.
Do
it's
not
nothing.
Sully. You were taken by this friendship.
You were taken by KP.
No,
it's
I've been
enough.
A supporter of his. Save the rhino. I have.
The rhino. You would trample a rhino to get to KP. You would.
You take that back. Don't say that. God.
Jane, I've never felt so alone in the studio.
That's rubbish.
As I did when you were looking into. Dream dates on
we're like voice.
KP.
Can you please refer to KP as Kevin?
So tell me about it. What was it? What is it about KP that's attractive?
Are you joking?
I'm not. Because when it comes to cricketers, to me, you've got your Gary Gilmores.
As you said, Lenny Pascoe.
Lenny Pascoe.
You got your Boonies.
You got Boonie.
Yeah, of course.
What's he got that Boonie doesn't have?
Correct.
Abs? Possibly.
Okay.
But you admit you did find him interesting.
I didn't realise that he would be as striking as a presence as he was. And when someone dedicates their life now to saving...
Oh,
there it is.
Do you reckon he's doing it to get a root? Yeah. Do you reckon he's trying to
no,
save?
No, he's
the...
not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pathetic. If I try
Easy
and go and in. Save a species of animal, is that what you're going to say about
well,
me?
Why does he go and save the wombat or something? Oh, no, the rhino.
Because the wombat's not
it's
about to face extinction.
Five.
Top five,
it's five
of South
five.
Africa.
It's not. Why don't you go and save the Tassie devil?
Do you know what? I would hunt a rhino and shoot it.
Oh, for God's
But I would want it drugged first.
Why are you saying stupid things like that when you? I know you support the rhinos.
If I go to South Africa, you know what I'm going to do?
You're a clown.
I'm going to stay at one of those safari lodges where they drug the animals.
Yeah. Can you clown
so
like
I can
that?
Go out and shoot them.
That, you see,
without any...
This is why you're single. This is because people don't understand your sense of humour.
No, I mean, if you can't come home with a couple of elephant tusks... and a rhino horn.
Yeah.
If you can't get them, if you're not coming back with
if
them,
if you're
for
not
a custom,
having
you
a lion, a lion's head on a rug that you want to lay on naked, why? What's wrong?
I
with
I want
you?
A giant polar bear behind my desk.
No doubt, it's my life. Kennedy Malloy rostered week off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back July 15 to drive you home. After Jane was caught on the work toot by the office security guard Farris, we took your calls. And when you've been caught in an embarrassing situation.
Last Friday, I was in a toilet and I was...
Disabled toilet
disabled
here at
toilet
work.
Here at work. I was changing because it's the only room that has the shower change room in it.
So,
and I thought, I'll go to the toilet.
So you're semi-naked.
Yep.
You're on the toilet.
Yep. And I've got my phone in my hand because I was trying to work out
you
quickly.
You need to call an Uber.
I had to call an Uber.
Okay, and so there it is in all its glory, but at least it's private, right? So
no,
so
the door flung open by a Somalian security guard who stood there staring at me for at least 10 seconds because the door was very slow to close, and I'm saying, okay, wow, shut the door, dude.
Nothing he saw in his homeland was as terrifying as
not. I'm sure he'll
come,
say
come
that.
Out to another country.
If you ask him, you can tell. And I've never felt sick.
Well, it's a harrowing tale.
So embarrassing.
I'm glad it wasn't me who needed to go to the toilet at that stage.
Hi, Elke.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Oh, please tell me you've been through something as embarrassing as what happened to me on Friday.
Well, it was very similar. I was living in China for a year and I lived in a city where there weren't a lot of white people. So I was a bit of an amusement as it was walking down the street. Yes. And I went into one of the public toilets and the doors open outwards instead of pushing inwards.
Yeah.
I went in, pushed the door shut. And you squat there because they don't have a toilet. So you're squatting over this hole in the ground. And then this woman just pulls the door open. And because they don't see white people, let alone white people going to the toilets every day, they just sit there and stare at me. And I'm like, shut the door.
You've pulled a crowd, have you?
Okay. I pulled a crowd. Standing around just
and you're squatting
at the toilet. So I'm just like, what can I do? I'll just finish what I got to do.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do, is there?
Oh, Elke, I can say this. You've cheered Jane Kennedy
you
up.
You really have. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Elke needs a prize as well, though.
Prize pack,
I think
sort
everyone
of.
Does on this. Yeah. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Nikki, what happened to you?
Oh, mine is so embarrassing.
Oh, Nikki, really?
Okay, so I've been with my partner 29 years now, but back when we were like 17, he had a flat with his mother. And I stayed there the night when she wasn't there. He went off to work. I got up, knock on the door. Someone delivered a porno.
Oh.
Little did I know. But anyway, I didn't really see them back then. So I thought, I'll go and have a shower and move on with my day. Got out the shower, just undies on. Thought, I'm going to clean this house. I got the vacuum out. Just with a pair of undies on because it's a hot flat.
I understand.
Yes.
So who needs a porno?
I'm going to put the porno on because I've never seen one. So I put the porno on. I'm on my hands and knees with the nozzle in my hand doing the skirting boards and I look up and there was my mother-in-law. She had
Nikki.
The key and in she came and her first words were, and who are you? I'm in your new daughter-in-law.
You should have said I'm the cleaner. The daughter-in-law will be back soon and run.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back to drive you home July 15. We'll be back tomorrow with another Kennedy Malloy rostered week off. Enjoy your Thursday.